Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's Friday the 13th. I still remember years ago when we hosted the Booth Brothers in concert on a Friday the 13th. We had a lot of fun and enjoyed some great music that night. Well, tomorrow, guys, is Valentine's Day. I know it's hard not to know if you've done any shopping at all in the last 2 months. Valentine's Day is a big deal, and it can be very expensive. Earlier this week, I received an email showing how prices have changed from the year 2016 to now, and I was amazed at the numbers. Researchers from Investors Observer compared the most popular gifts and their costs in the year 2016 and this year, and found that champagne dropped off the list, while a full celebration now costs $774.39, up 51% from $512 in 2016. Well, the key findings in this year, the most popular Valentine's gifts are a greeting card, a box of chocolates, diamond earrings, a dozen roses, and dinner for two, totaling $774.39 for the full package. That's $262.36 more than the top gifts of 2016. Back in 2016, the most popular Valentine's gifts were a box of chocolates, diamond earrings, a dozen roses, dinner for two, and a bottle of champagne, totaling $512.03 for the full package. Well, they swapped out the champagne for a greeting card, which was a great switch in my book. And then the box of chocolates had the biggest price jump, more than tripling from $15.11 to $50.70. And the second biggest price jump, dinner for two, more than doubled, rising from $80.46 to $209. Now, I knew Happy Meals had gone up in price, but that much? Wow. Well, maybe I'm cheap or just poor, but spending nearly $800 on Valentine's Day is not in my budget. My kids were always happy with a bag of Valentine's Day heart-shaped sugar cookies. And my dinner for two? Nowhere near $200. You know, the U.S. Mint quit making pennies, probably tired of me pinching them. Well, I hope that you have a great Valentine's Day tomorrow. Don't forget, guys. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.